this is such a great time of year where we get to start thinking about Thanksgiving and spending time with family and then Christmas right around the corner. And it's never too early to start thinking about ways that you can actually do something to help somebody in need. That's why I love that we've partnered with Food for the Hungry and the Chicken of the Month Club. Now, this is a subscription-based option, kind of like you do like Socks of the Month and things like that. This is where you can send two chickens to a family in need for only $28 a month. And you might be thinking, why chickens? I don't even know the first thing to do. If someone gave me a chicken, I'd be like, what do I do with this? But these people in these developing countries, they know how to maximize that resource.
Yeah, and one other good thing about having chickens is that they lay eggs. I mean, I'm pretty sure, not that I know much about chickens, but that they lay eggs every day, I believe.
A lot of eggs, yes.
So,
quote her on that.
That's helpful.
And that's how families can earn extra income, by selling eggs. Plus, the nutrition for families that deal with food insecurity. Don't tell the chickens about that, but it's a great source of protein. And they can also sell the chicks to other families as well. And so there's another income opportunity as a side hustle for them as well.
Another great thing about chickens is that they multiply pretty fast. So when they're selling those baby chicks, the families can get the income that they need that can help them reach their goal even quicker.
And another thing I love about this, it's not a handout, it's a hand up. And if that kind of resonates with you, it's a great thing to do this holiday season. You can help provide two chickens every month to a family for just $28 a month. You can check it out at fh.org/Wally Show. That's fh.org/Wally Show, or text the word chicken to 91979. That's chicken to 91979. We'll send you a link. Welcome to the Wally Show Aftercast, all the stuff we did not get to during the course of the show today. And we're going to dive into this thing with Sesame Street. And I have to tell you, like, I have to tiptoe around this and how I say what I'm going to say because of sensitivities and oversensitivities and racial bias and all of these things. It was really strange. Like, Sesame Street is debuting their first Asian American Muppet. I'm surprised it's taken this long, to be honest with you, okay? So, great. That's all perfect. Like, they want to represent all the children of the world, teach them all lessons, inclusivity. All of that is great. So, the show is adding 7-year-old girl named Ji Young, and she has Korean heritage, and they go on to, like, do a little backstory for them, like their bio, basically. So, they say that she is spunky and likes the electric guitar, playing soccer and skateboarding. She's close to her family and is proud of her Korean heritage. So that's great. All of that stuff, awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this is really cool. So I was reading the story, and then I go to look at the picture. So I click on it. I'm like, what does this Muppet look like? And that's where I think the problem is. I'm shocked by what this Muppet looked like. And you might be thinking, oh, does it look too stereotypical, typically Asian? Did they do like squinty eyes or something? No, not at all. I showed Gavin and Betty. I'm like, what does this Muppet look like to you? I didn't tell them anything about the story. And Gavin, what did you say? Who did you say it reminded you of?
I thought it looked a little bit like Dora the Explorer.
Yes. Okay. So like dark hair. But the thing that would be more definitive in a Muppet, again, you're not looking at a person, you're looking at a Muppet. The thing that would delineate this or make this something that looks more Asian is the eye shape and doing the more oval eye type thing. And they really didn't do that with this. And I cannot fathom why they would not do this, other than if they made the eyes too, in essence, you know, oval shaped or slanted or what have you, they would probably take heat for that. Mm-hmm. In this day and age, oh, so now you got to make it look like this, when really you're just trying to do the best you can to pay homage to this culture, and you're not making fun of anybody if you make it look like them. But I have this feeling that everyone's so heightened to oh my gosh, so you had to make it have slanted eyes, huh? You know, and so they gave it normal, regular eyes, and so it doesn't look Asian at all.
Yeah, I wonder if there is, like, the idea that you run the gambit, that people who, you know, like Asian people who do see that and say, that's not exactly
right.
What I like, look
if like. I'm Asian, I would look at this and go, that doesn't look Asian at all. Why are you afraid to make the doll look Asian? If I'm Asian, that would be my exact comment.
But westernization, like, does play a decent role in how a lot of, like, what people want, per se, to, like, they want to look like the West.
But you know how important this is, like, for them. And like, the first Asian, it would be like taking and doing, like, their first, you know, black character, their first black Muppet, and just making him super light. You know, like, it's like, what, you know, if you're going to do it right and make it reflective of that community. I think that's the way mm-hmm. to do that kind of stuff, because then you're not cowering from people. You're not avoiding things. You're celebrating the differences that we have instead of trying to homogenize all of the differences that we have because we don't want to offend anybody. You're celebrating them. The differences are good. Like, the fact that we look different is a really good thing, ultimately. But I was really, really surprised. I'm curious if they're going to get any backlash. Because remember when Lin-Manuel Miranda did In the Heights?
Mm-hmm.
In the Heights?
Yeah.
So you're thinking, okay, it's a Latino movie. What? How could anyone have a problem with this? And then they're like, well, there weren't enough dark-skinned Latinos. Are you kidding me?
I will say, like, looking at pictures of the Muppet character again, like, I do think that there are elements that, like, they do pretty well. Like, I do think that hair is very... like, accurate to a lot of, like, Asian women that I knew back at college. Right. So I think they do that, a good job of something
but
like that.
But it also does look like Dora the Explorer. You weren't wrong. You were not wrong.
But she's
at
also
all.
Wearing an orange t-shirt, so that might have influenced my decision.
And there's a monkey behind her. Swiper, no swiping!
So I'm doing a little bit of Googling.
Oh, good. What are you finding?
Because I was interested to know who created and then who is doing the voice
that
of
is a
sure.
this character.
Sure.
I haven't found out who made the puppet, because I think if a person of Asian descent made the puppet and they made it where the eyes look more,
right.
I guess, Asian, then it would be okay. Because if anyone got offended by it and they weren't Asian, then you have no right to be offended by it, because I am actually Asian is
right.
what this person could say.
Right.
You know, I can't find the details on that just yet, but I will say that there is a puppeteer who is doing this Jiang character.
Yeah.
Her name is Kathleen Kim. She is 41 of Korean American.
I'm glad that there's that, so that there will be a little bit of the accent, because again, you know, Asian people have an accent. Unless you were born here, then you don't typically have that. But
right.
like if you are from Asia, there is an accent. But again, sometimes we're like, oh, we got to downplay this kind of thing too, because we don't want it to be stereotypical, or you're just doing you're making fun of Asians because you had them have an accent where they pronounce words differently. You know, and
mm-hmm.
and there's nothing wrong with that. It's how the their bodies work and the way that they form words, you know?
I think that what colors it a little bit is the fact that when you look at older things from like the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever, it could have been considered more racial. Like I've seen video, like Christmas movies of like cartoons made back in the 50s, and that's very like you have no question on what descent that character is from. And maybe that's coloring it a little bit, where people are seeing what it could be and they're trying to be very sensitive and not.
But that's the problem. Like, they're trying to be very sensitive and to the point where they're not doing it justice. It's not like you're having Michael Scott doing Ping, you know, from The Office.
Oh,
you know how he
yeah.
does Ping? And you stick your teeth out and you go, oh, you know, and you do something that is designed to mock. You know, like, because that's never Sesame Street's intention. They're never going to do that. Like, who would, like, I understand, like, there's no one in their right mind that would do that, you know? And so the fact that they feel like they can't walk up to that line because of the backlash, I think is the indicative problem in our country that is going to keep us ultimately divided.
So I'm looking at other characters, like, maybe that they have on Sesame Street that might be of different descent.
Mm-hmm.
And they do have two, it looks like they might be brother and sister, but they could be Indian,
mm-hmm.
perhaps.
Sure.
And then also they have an African American Muppet, and she's got the black hair with the pom-poms.
Fantastic.
And stuff.
I love that.
So I'm not sure why that's not considered racist when the other...
And because now there's a whole thing about like black hair celebrating the naturalness of black hair, which I've always thought that black people have great hair. Like my daughter too gravitates to that, and I think we're all jealous, honestly. And so it's interesting to hear people from that race. Like Mandisa was one of them. Like she downplayed that for years and did her hair differently. And she finally recently was like, you know what? I'm not going to do that anymore. I want to celebrate who I am. And I do love to see that. I think that's awesome.
So would it be maybe the Korean people? Like Koreans maybe doing the same thing but with their eyes, like taking pride in that, in their heritage?
I think they should. And I think
is that the answer? I don't know.
No, I think that Sesame Street missed a thing here. Unless it's one of those things that like, well, the Muppet it would look, you know, like maybe where it can't show other facial expressions per se, mm-hmm. would it look a certain way? Would it look angry or would it look whatever? You know, kind of like how they used to draw animated characters with only four fingers and mm-hmm. not five, because it just, as you're drawing it, it doesn't look good. So maybe that, I mean, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt there. Like, that's the only thing I could figure out. Gavin's doing his fingers right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you look at old animation, they didn't show five fingers. Hmm. You know, stuff like that. But anyway, it was interesting. It'll be interesting to see if there's any pushback from people in the Asian community about this doesn't look anything like us, you know, and that's my thing on it. So anyway, what do you got, Lady Rock?
That's me, and I'm going to this. Okay.
I know, I figured you were helping me Google, so thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so recently, John Mayer, you know him. He's, you know, big in
the... John Mayer.
Yeah, he's John Mayer. Anyways, singer. In the past, he dated Taylor Swift.
Yeah, he did.
But who hasn't?
Yes.
That was rude. I take it back.
Don't do it too late. You can't take it back.
Don't cancel me.
Catty.
Okay, so recently, he's been getting more and more tweets from Taylor Swift fans being like, you're the worst. We can't stand you.
And why is that? Like, this is over. Like, years ago.
Well, she wrote a song about him. I'm not sure which one. But, you know, it's kind of like that, girl code.
Yeah.
If one girl doesn't like a guy, well, then nobody can like him kind of thing.
And guys have a different code than that. Like, you never talk bad about an ex-girlfriend because guys are dumb. Because this is what you say, man, that girl did you wrong. She's the worst. I hate her too. And you're too good for her. And you say all these bad things about her because guys are dumb. Because we all know that if that girl's like, hey, you know what? I want you back. We'll be like, okay. And so then you've got to backtrack off of all of that. And so guys just go, yeah, that stinks. That's a bummer for you. I'm sorry, man. Yeah, we'll find you another girl. But like, you just don't take her out.
Well, that wasn't the case for this young woman who was a big Swiftie fan, and she got on Twitter and she tagged John Mayer in it, and she said, "I hope you choke on something and die."
Goodness. That's a little extreme.
It is extreme. So, you know, people do this all the time. They troll celebrities and they never get any kind of pushback or reaction from that celebrity. But this was different. So John Mayer did see that tweet. And he tweeted back and he said, quote,
oh, good for him.
And he said, quote, I've been getting so many messages like these the past couple days. I'm not upset. I just tend to have a curious mind and feel compelled to ask, do you really hope that I die?
Fascinating.
So this Swiftie was, of course, obviously stunned that he would even get back with her. And she made a video claiming that her friend dared her to tweet this
weak
out.
Sauce. A weak sauce. Own it. If you wrote that, own it.
Well,
you coward.
She said her friend dared her to do it.
Don't care.
And then she said also, but I also didn't expect you to see it anyway.
Yeah, you tagged him.
Right. So anyways, he told her, it's cool. Don't worry about it. But just to, you know, be careful
consider
what you put
words.
Out there. Consider the fact that there is a chance that that person... That celebrity is a person, and they could be reading those things, and they could be taking it to heart, because who knows where they're at the time.
And you have no idea what happened with Taylor Swift and him. She could have been the bad girl in this, you know, and been the one that broke his heart.
Yeah, we don't know the full... We only know one side of the story. But mainly, I think that he's getting a lot of pushback more lately because of the re-release of
the
her
songs,
album. But anyways, so this woman even went further, the Swiftie fan, even went further with John, and she wrote back to him and she said, people are going to be 1,000 times meaner to you because of this re-release. So just take care of yourself.
Oh, that's so great. Yeah, that makes it
now,
right.
Now, take care of
yourself. No.
I wished you dead.
How about, I'm sorry, I got worked up and there's no way I should have said those things. I did not treat you like a person, you know.
I didn't see it.
I think that's the dangerous thing about the pen, you know, of all the words of tongue and pen, you know, I got messed up on that one. As I started that quote, I'm realizing that's not going to go where
of
it needs to go.
All the words of tongue and pin,
the saddest are what may have been.
You know.
Yeah, that's not appropriate. But my point, not that it's inappropriate. It doesn't fit with this analogy.
Wow, it's getting worse.
I know. So, but the thing is, like, with all, I think the reminder, especially for younger people, is that your words can have consequences, and your words do have power. And the things you say, like, you say things that are charged, like, I hope you choke and die.
Yeah.
Like, did any of us really think she believed that? No. But you're trying to elicit a reaction, and you want people to know just how hurt you are, how supportive you are of Taylor. So you say this caustic thing, you know? And I don't, and you know, when it comes to somebody like John Mayer, he's an adult. He can handle it. But then I always wonder, like, how many of your friends are you saying that to as a high school kid? Mm-hmm. Where that can have life and death implications.
Right. Well, and also, too, I think it's a thing.
And if this lady's 35, like, oh, my gosh.
Well, that I don't know. But I also think, too, that we've become numb to words.
Sure.
You know, you think, it's not a big deal. You can say whatever you want on the internet. Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's not going to mean anything. But it does to the person that it's aimed towards. And so I think there's just been so much. It's so easy to give hate to people, or you just go based off of your emotions when you don't know the whole story, to anybody and everybody, because social media makes it so easy. And so if social media wasn't there, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt, that girl, if she was face to face with John Mayer, she would not say that to him.
No, she'd be like, John Mayer, can I have an autograph? You know, yeah.
Right. So if you wouldn't say it to their face, then don't say it online.
When I did a thing for college students that are wanting to be radio people recently, I was talking about some of the things that I'd said about artists. And I'm like, if you say it when they're not in the room, I don't like this song or whatever, when they come to your show, the temptation will be to be like, oh my gosh, I love you, you're so great, and because they're doing something for you now. I said, if you say it when they're not there, you have to own it when they are there, and you have to be honest. You have to be like, hey, yeah, we got so and so in now, your song not my favorite song on this one, or what, like, if you've said it, own it, you know. And I just don't think people do that, because they throw things out where they think people aren't going to see it, or it's just anonymous.
Well, you know? I get what you're saying, and I think it has good benefits, but I also think sometimes it just doesn't even need to be said. Like, if you don't like it, then just keep it to yourself.
But I'm saying, if it comes up, or like, you know, if you're talking, like, you can't go on the air and be like, here's so and so and their brand new song, this is a great song. But if you had said it's not a great song earlier, you have to be consistent.
Yeah.
You know, you could go on and say, here's so and so's new song, and just not editorialize about it. And that's okay.
Yeah.
Because you're not hurting anybody's feelings. But there are some people that I've said things about that when I did see them, I instantly copped to it. I'm like, hey, just so you know, I've said this before on the show, and I want you to know firsthand what I said. So it's not weird in case you heard it, or if I'm not complimentary about something, this is why, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, I think that is going to do it for our aftercast, with the exception of birthdays.
Because you forgot.
No, I did not.
Sure.
I was just doing a different setup for it.
Okay.
Feeling it. Uh-huh. Feeling myself right now.
A couple of them are late. This was from yesterday, but my heart goes out to him. Wyatt,
come on.
Wyatt.
We love Wyatt. Is his last name begin with a W?
I don't know, but his first name does.
Oh, I know that.
I don't know. He didn't leave his last name, and that's good. Okay. He said, my birthday was yesterday, but for the second year in a row, my brother and dad didn't get me one.
Come on.
Shout out, even though I called them out last year.
Come on, Wyatt's family. You're the worst.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
This is a perfect example.
Nuts! You set me up.
You didn't know the whole story.
I was trying to be...
Would you say that to his whole family? Would you tell them right now, face to face, that they're the worst?
If Wyatt came to me and said, hey, Wally, guess what? My family didn't give me a birthday shout out 2 years in a row after I asked. If he marched his dad and his brother in here, I would sit them in that chair where you're at. I'd look them straight in the eye and go, why are you guys the worst? Wyatt is a great person. We love ourselves some Wyatt here on the show. Why can't you love Wyatt as much as we do?
And they would say, sir, we did give him a birthday shout out.
And that's where it gets awkward. And I'm happy to live in that awkwardness.
Okay, so this is, it looks like it's from his parents, Nick and Tasha, is what
Nick,
I'm guessing.
I have to tell you, Nick
so
and
your
Tasha,
brother,
real quick.
Maybe is the worst.
Let
but.
Me just say, Nick and Tasha are amazing. They are great parents, good people.
Oh, sure.
Not
sure,
a bad
sure,
word
sure.
to say about
He's redeemed
them.
Himself.
Uh-huh. Okay. So Nick and Tasha want to give a shout out, a birthday
yes!
shout out to their son, Wyatt. Happy birthday, Wyatt.
Oh, your brother's still the worst.
He said, they said, he likes to point out at his birthday dinner that he didn't get a Wally shout out birthday on his birthday. So dad quickly scrambles
so good.
To send the request because technically he's still sending it on time.
Nice.
And that is true. We just got it a day later.
And yeah, if we were out, that's not our
so
not
Wyatt,
your fault.
Never fear. Your dad and your mom were there for you.
Yeah, not as much as us, but they were there.
Also, someone celebrating a birthday today, Hagen, his wife, Ashley, is celebrating her birthday. It was on the 28th of October. Oops.
A little late.
But you guys were in a pledge drive.
Oh, sorry.
She's a wonderful wife, teacher, coach, sister, daughter, and everything else.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't go off on that. Boy, you're the worst for getting it in so late. Oh, pledge drive, you say. There you go. Happy birthday, girl.
And then Genesis wants to wish... her dad or his dad? Would Genesis be a
tough call? My initial thought was girl.
Yeah, because if it starts with Jen, you could very shorten that to Jen.
And you could spell it with a J to be really confusing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
okay. Goodness. Well, Frank. It's Frank's birthday.
Hey, Frank.
This year, Frank retired from the Army after 22 years of service. Way to go, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
He is fun, caring, God-fearing guy who is great at cooking, organizing furniture, and overall taking care of the people he loves.
Aww. Nice. I like that.
All right, so the birthday question is for Gavin.
Okay.
Gavin, since Wally and Betty renamed you... let's see, Genesis would like to know, what would you like to rename them?
Real quick, for anybody that's new to the Aftercast, Gavin's real name is Caleb, but we have our enemies in ministry, Caleb. And so when we would talk to him and address him, I'd say Caleb. And it sounded like I was saying Caleb on the air. I'm like, I'm absolutely not going to say Caleb every day of my life. And so we, in a quick moment, renamed him. The funny thing is, none of us know how we came up with Gavin.
Nope.
Like, Gavin can't, you would think changing somebody's name, one of us would have in the room remembered, oh yeah, I thought it was, he just looked like a Gavin. Or, oh, because of my friend Gavin, I thought of him. None of us know how we came up with it. And it has nothing. There's nothing.
Maybe
in his,
it was just thrown out there
in his past life.
I think it was
like, yeah, like there's nothing like from
but the
his
thing is,
middle
is you
name.
Look just like a Gavin. I don't picture you like a Caleb.
It suits you.
You don't look
it
like
suits
a Caleb.
You. Yeah, I'm uncomfortable hearing Caleb out of your guys' mouth.
Yeah, it's
or from
weird,
anyone
right?
here at work.
Absolutely. Okay, so then you think you're in trouble.
I always feel that way when you call me Betty.
Oh, really?
I'm like, what did I do?
Oh, instead of like Betty Rock.
Yeah,
yeah,
I
well,
call her Rock.
Oh, just, yeah.
I have a lot of nicknames for her. I call her Betty Rock, Rock, Lou, Betty Lucifer. so I have a bunch of nicknames for her. Riggedy Rock is another one. Yeah.
Some we'd like to forget.
Yeah. Okay. Betty Lucifer is my favorite. That was super creative.
Moving on.
Okay, so what would you name Betty Rock?
So I would go with something that's like a, because I like Gavin. Like, I think it's actually a cool name.
Yeah, it works.
So I didn't go down the, like, funny route. I just went down the, like, I'm going to see if you guys like these
Yeah,
names.
Like, we weren't trying to hose you. If we're going to hose you, we'd name you, like, Gary or something. You know? Inside
okay.
joke.
I picked Dakota.
Oh, for
you, Betty?
For me?
I could be Dakota. I want Dakota. Okay,
like
you better
Dakota.
Bring it strong for me, then.
Why Dakota?
So I looked up because, you know, embracing a little bit of your southern western roots.
Okay.
I just looked up cool female cowboy names.
Oh.
And that was very close to the top of the
list.
Cowgirl
name.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Dakota. Yeah.
I could, like it.
I could see it. I could see me.
You call
being
me Duh for short.
That's so great. And I love that you said that, not me.
Yeah, it's okay. I say it.
All right, Duh. Gavin, what would you go with for me?
Okay, since you're Scottish,
yes.
I figured I'd pick something that's a little Scottish. I just went with McGregor.
No, I
McGregor.
Like that. McGregor!
I like that.
Yeah.
Call you McGregor. McGregor
and you could just call me Mac, like just in short, like like Toby Mac. You
or
know?
Greg.
Greg or Greg. Gregor's Gregor Bear. Nope.
Yes! It's getting even better.
Oh, that's funny. All right. Well,
you did really well,
yeah,
Gavin.
You did great, Gavin.
Sweet.
I think that's going to do it for our Aftercast today. And as always, thanks for being a potty.